Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A house full of unsupervised children in Virginia were given sleeping pills by another child, causing them to be hospitalized overnight. Hopewell, Virginia police were called to a home where they found four children, ages 1 to 4, unresponsive. Three more children found in another part of the home were awake but lethargic. The adult who was supervising the children left to go to the store. He called 911 upon returning and finding the children. It was not immediately clear the adult's relationship to the children or if he'll face any charges. NATO leaders are meeting in Brussels this morning to discuss actions against Russia for its part in invading neighbor Ukraine. We're waiting for official statements soon. Idaho on Wednesday became the next state to enact a law modeled after the Texas heartbeat law, banning abortions after about 6 weeks of pregnancy and allowing it to be enforced through lawsuits. Republican Governor Brad Little signed the law but said he still had concerns about whether the law was constitutional. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Exactly 1 month since Russia began its invasion of Ukraine, the leaders of NATO, the G7, and the European Union have convened a trio of summits in Brussels to coordinate the next phase of the Western response to Russia's attack on Ukraine. NATO leaders posed for a family photo before beginning their work behind closed doors. Japanese military officials announced North Korea tested an intercontinental ballistic missile on Thursday. That's the first time since 2017. With Americans suffering from inflation, it's not a wonder why President Biden's job performance is getting a failing grade.
President Joe Biden's approval rating amongst both Democrats and Republicans has dropped to a new low as only 40% are approving, according to a new Reuters Ipsos poll. The poll found respondents listed the economy as their number one concern, followed by war and foreign conflicts. And in a separate poll conducted by the Wall Street Journal, more than half of those surveyed believe President Biden will not seek re-election in 2024.
That's John Hunt reporting. USA Radio News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Stocks fell broadly on Wall Street Wednesday as crude oil prices rose to $122 a barrel. The Standard & Poor's 500 and Dow Jones Industrial Average remained in the red for the week. Senator Roger Marshall, the Republican from Kansas, told Newsmax on Wednesday that if confirmed by the Senate, Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson would be the most radically left activist judge on the Supreme Court.
She states she doesn't know whether a 20-week baby that hasn't been born yet feels pain. So I think that she's going to constantly dodge that question, but what she cannot dodge is her record, that she's soft on crime. You know, think about it. This is the judge that wiped out President Trump's expedited removal of illegal aliens. This is the judge who worked so hard to get the Gitmo war prisoners out of Guantanamo Bay. She's soft on crime. She can't run from that. You can mark my word. This will be the most radically left activist judge on the Supreme Court when this is all said and done. The life issue, we know where she stands on that.
Ukraine said it attacked Russian-occupied port facilities in the Azov Sea city of Berdyansk Thursday, setting off a large fire and destroying a Russian ship as the war is now 1 month old. The port has become a major logistics hub for Russian forces. Video from the area showed smoke billowing from the berthing area, and Kyiv said the attack destroyed the Russian Navy landing ship, Orsk. Thanks for listening. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. And we've got the former constitutional law professor, recognized legal commentator, Horace Cooper, with us. Horace, how you doing?
Good morning. It's great to be on the program.
Hey, always good to be talking to you, especially right now, boy. There's a lot to talk about when you come to the Constitution. And, a Supreme Court judge nominee that cannot seem to understand what the definition of a woman is. I mean, this is what our culture has come down to. And I want to warn people that we shouldn't assume anything. And this is what we do sometimes in the spirit of, I don't know, some racial balance or justice or whatever that we think, okay, this is an iconic figure, the first black woman, nominated and confirmed to the Supreme Court. But we're abandoning a key principle and one that we often refer to. Thank you very much, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., that we should be judged on the content of our character, not the color of our skin. We have fallen victim to that once before, and we're still paying the price for electing a president of color that we assumed was going to be looking out in our best interest. But again, what we see is you get people on the left that cannot even be honest. I mean, what are they? Are they ashamed of their leftist principles? Why do they want to be so deceptive here, Horace? Or am I misreading this?
No, you're not misreading it. I actually thought that we were watching a born-again originalist on the first day or so.
Yes.
Every answer was making it sound like, wait a second, are we going to get Scalia? And then things started to fall apart. She understands, and I've said this before, you're at church. You and I might go fairly frequently, but occasionally, maybe it's Easter, maybe it's Christmas, there's some folks that don't normally show up, and they have to actually use the hymn book so that they can remember the words.
Yes.
Well, this is what ended up happening in her case, and when she gets asked some very, very simple questions, what is a woman? Mm. Well, she can't answer that. And the reason she can't answer that is she knows that when she gets on the bench, she doesn't plan in any way to use any traditional definition of woman. And if we know that she doesn't believe that a woman is a person that's capable of getting pregnant, a person who has a DNA that is unique to the gender, if we know she doesn't realize that or doesn't believe that, we'll understand that she's not one of us. But you know what was even more damaging, more concerning? And that was her strained view that she alone properly sanction child porn possession and child pornography distribution. This is some of the most reprobate behavior, aberrant behavior, and she was consistently arguing that Congress failed to properly categorize how sanctions for convictions should be handed down, and as a result, she tried to lower punishment across the board.
And this is why some of her decisions have been reversed, because they were so out of line, right, Horace?
Well, that's right. So in her case, what she said was that the laws against possession are distributing pictures of newborn babies, of toddlers, all the way up to about third grade, were written before the advent of the laptop as something widely available, or that of a phone, a cell phone. And so she said, it's too easy to have hundreds, if not thousands, of images, and therefore you shouldn't be punished as if you were unbelievably dangerously engulfed in child porn. I'm going to tell you, possession of illicit pictures, just one of a child, is too many.
Yes.
And so she said, oh, no, no, no. Let's look at this like arson, for instance. If the arson rules were that if you burn down a property that only had one floor on it, there was one punishment that Congress intended. But then if it was more than 1,500 feet, there's another punishment considered. And then if it was more than 2,000 square feet, still yet another. And she said, but we look around today and most houses are more than 2,000 square feet. If you burn a house down, she said that'd be unfair to give you the maximum punishment. What's she doing looking out for the porn user? Or, in my analogy, the arson case. If you don't want the maximum punishment for arson, don't burn up. Don't burn houses down. If you don't want the maximum punishment for porn possession, particularly child porn, don't do it. It's really easy to avoid it. And as you and I know, millions and millions and millions of Americans go about their day every day without accessing child pornography.
Exactly. And the thing is that she speaks of, the purpose of deterrence. And her argument falls apart at that point, because it's, wait a minute, you are really using some pretzel logic and things that shouldn't be coming from, shouldn't be coming from a judge. I mean, what you're talking, she talks like she's a lawmaker, an activist, not a,
go ahead. And again, we're talking about a type of depravity that is largely incurable, that has a recidivism rate that is through the roof more than any other type of criminal behavior, and we're supposed to be trying and straining to see to it that we don't overpunish?
Yeah.
That's outrageous, and it says a lot. It gives a lot about her insights into what kind of world she wants to live in. Well, excuse me, child porn possession is not like marijuana use. I'm not for either, but let's just be clear. One of them reaches into the depths of depravity in a way that the other simply doesn't.
Yeah, you just don't want that kind of evil to be reproduced, and you're promoting the reproduction of said evil.
What
by doing
3 months.
Yes.
3 months, a penalty that was eligible for 10 years, and when confronted with the fact that one of the people that she slapped on the wrist was rearrested for offending in a similar way, she had no comment to offer. This confirmation hearing proved to be extremely insightful and ripped off the mask that what we're going to get is a traditional judge who looks at the law, is not a policymaker. That mask has been completely ripped off.
Oris, in my humble opinion, I think she's much more dangerous than that. Yes, that's what we're going to get. But her influence on the court and what it will do, I think, is going to have greater impact than we can imagine. We got more from Oris after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
This is Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. In 1946, Reverend Charlie Byers set out to spread the gospel locally via his radio show, The Gospel Tide Hour. Through God's providence, that radio show has grown into the Tide Global Radio Ministry, sharing the truth about Jesus in multiple languages on three continents. On March 17th, we will host Reverend Byers' son, Nelson, for a special I Remember When interview to learn more about the inception of the Tide Ministry. Nelson has observed and participated in the Tide Ministry since its founding 75 years ago. His memory is full of anecdotal information that's never been recorded, and we are so excited to learn more about the history of the Tide Ministry. To learn more about the Tide Ministry and how you can listen in as Nelson shares his I Remember When insights, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Horace Cooper continues with us, former constitutional law professor, recognized legal commentator. Horace, I can't blame the American people for being a bit confused. And as I said, I am increasingly frustrated. I mean, when I first became a voter, when you would try to understand local judges, how to vote on these judges. You knew nothing. They gave you little information. They were trained to be deceptive, trained to not tell you the whole truth and nothing but. But yet when you go in their courtroom, they want you to tell the whole truth and nothing but, right? But they live by a different standard. And because we accept that, it's like it's no wonder we have this multiple level of justice system. And here's someone being nominated for the highest court in the land, and she's being tricky. She's being disingenuous.
She's being disingenuous. My foster son is a father now with two kids. But when he lived with me, I made it clear that we don't dissemble. We don't deceive. We don't answer questions in a way to create the impression of something. I told him that that's called a lie. If I ask you a question and you give an answer that is intended to mislead me, it doesn't matter if your answer is technically true, it's a lie. Well, I watched these hearings, and that's what I saw, a person who attempted to dissemble, a person who attempted to mislead, a person who tried to often change the subject while initially when she first introduced herself and she first started answering questions, she left us with the impression that she was a mainstream judge.
Yes.
It is precisely some of the most simple questions that she got asked that she either refused to answer, like what is the definition of a woman, that we got us some insight into how aberrant her philosophy is. Now, she has now announced that she is going to recuse herself from the case involving Harvard University, the case of whether or not they are using race unlawfully as an admissions process. Here's the question. She's not bound by that announcement.
Right.
If she's a liar, she can now just come in and say, oh, well, that was then. Today, I have a new view.
Yeah.
The thing about honesty is, and this is what I told my son, the thing about honesty is it's what we have that we can trust about you. If you don't give us that, we don't trust you at all. And I am convinced that there is far more troubling a philosophy that she possesses, and it's one of the reasons why the really far left group Demand Justice not only pressured Justice Breyer to resign, but insisted that if he was replaced, it had to be Judge Brown.
Yes. And you're exactly right. This, no exception whatsoever. This was by design and purposeful. And this is what the people need to see. And you can appreciate the covering by those on the left. They're not interested in her philosophy. You know, they're more interested in grandstanding and getting, you know, their alleged 30 minutes of fame. And they're spouting out things they don't even talk about. I mean, Mazie Hirono, bless her heart. I can't even believe that she's still on the committee. She's an awful candidate to do any kind of vetting. I mean, just what you'd want. I mean, in an HR position or somebody that was in a on a committee to select somebody to work for your company. Mazie Hirono, I think, would be the worst person.
It's the opposite of the person
yes.
you'd want.
Exactly. But you see,
she literally says. People are complaining that you were selected on the basis of your race. We both know that's not true, when in fact, it's not my perception, it's not my idea, it's not my conception. It's the President of the United States stood up both during a debate and then this year and indicated that the person he would select would be selected on the basis of their gender and their race. Now, the only question that I thought was confusing was, why couldn't she answer, is what is a woman? Because maybe the president wasn't lying. Maybe she's, you and I think she's a woman, but maybe she's not a woman. The president chose someone else. What the senator from Hawaii did was just reveal she hasn't been keeping up with current events, she's unfamiliar with some of the basic concepts, and And when she was asking Judge Jackson these questions, Judge Jackson didn't even correct her.
Yes, exactly. Well, now the issue of philosophy. The Republican side seems to be more interested in that. The Democrats, none whatsoever. Explain to our audience why philosophy is so critical. Because, I mean, this is a job interview, basically. This is what this comes down to. I mean, a rigorous one. But we want to understand, you know, what this person will do when they're on the bench, do we not?
We absolutely have to know that. Founders never intended for the Supreme Court or our federal court system to be the most powerful part of the triad. You have the president, you got the Congress, and you have the judiciary. Our founders thought, well, that's not going to really be the biggest part. Starting in around the mid-60s, the left realized, hey, we've got a winning strategy. We can't convince America to kick God out of the classroom. We can't convince America that everybody ought to have abortions and they ought to be paid for with taxpayer dollars. We can't convince America that they should end capital punishment. But what we can do is we can go into court and we can get the Supreme Court to strike it down. A number of policy outcomes that if you ran as a candidate and said, this is my platform, you'll not just not win, you'll be laughed out of the general election.
Yes.
But they could get the court to do it. And for the longest time, they succeeded. It has been a 40-year-long effort on the part of the rest of America to reverse that and to bring the critical policy choices of America into the political arena. That's where you and I go and vote. One of the senators asked Judge Jackson about the fact that when gay marriage was put on the ballot and the American people got a chance to decide the issue, 75% of the time they chose traditional definitions of marriage. And that includes the state of California.
Exactly. 8 million votes in California got annulled by one gay judge, Horace.
That's exactly right. And Judge Jackson and Demand Justice and the quiet senators who just say, oh, she's just a first, she's just a trailblazer, are hoping and praying. Not only would she replace Justice Breyer, who is aging and might have retired in another 3 to 5 years, but that she will actually embark on transformative law rulings when she is on the court, and in some way they hope she can influence the other justices. Do you know why they think that? Because there is a justice who has done exactly that. His name is Clarence Thomas.
Right.
He adheres strictly to the Constitution and its parameters. And as he has been on the court longer, you're seeing more and more instances of the court turning his direction. He was supposed to be a Scalia clone. He was supposed to not really have his own view. Now, all of a sudden, what you're seeing are justices on the Supreme Court who look to him for approval. Well, they want that to come to an end, and they want someone like Judge Jackson on the Supreme Court who will promote the kind of radical ideas where the Supreme Court is the chief policymaker. We decide all of the critical issues of the day, what your taxes are going to be, where your kids are going to go to school, what kind of regulations will there
exactly.
be a mask required.
Horace, we're out of time. Got to leave it there. Horace Cooper, thank you very much. Appreciate the insight, buddy. Take care.
Pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Take advantage of a lower rate with half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.94
1.94 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run, call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712, not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org, licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation, and the financing law, number 603-787, an equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval, call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A house full of unsupervised children in Virginia were given sleeping pills by another child, causing them to be hospitalized overnight. Hopewell, Virginia police were called to a home where they found four children, ages 1 to 4, unresponsive. Three more children found in another part of the home were awake but lethargic. The adult who was supervising the children left to go to the store. He called 911 upon returning and finding the children. It was not immediately clear the adult's relationship to the children or if he'll face any charges. NATO leaders are meeting in Brussels this morning to discuss actions against Russia for its part in invading neighbor Ukraine. We're waiting for official statements soon. Idaho on Wednesday became the next state to enact a law modeled after the Texas heartbeat law, banning abortions after about 6 weeks of pregnancy and allowing it to be enforced through lawsuits. Republican Governor Brad Little signed the law but said he still had concerns about whether the law was constitutional. USA Radio News.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Time for DeRoy Murdoch to join us. Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, founding member of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network. DeRoy, good to have you with us. How are you, friend?
Oh, Bill, great to be with you.
I love this this new commentary. Bring back media bias. I guess by any definition, I mean, compared to what we got, certainly media bias on steroids, which is unbelievable. But you're making a comparative look-see into media bias of decades ago, current versus the one that we're currently dealing with.
Absolutely. I remember the term media bias seemed to come up and become popular in the 1980s during the Reagan administration. And what you saw pretty much regularly is anytime President Reagan would suggest something, have some budgetary initiative or whatever, they would tell the story and say, Ronald Reagan announced today he wants to do XYZ, and then they would bring in almost invariably a little old lady who would burst into tears, or some kids who would cry, and some other people would say how cold and hearted and sensitive and mean he was, and so on and so forth. And that went on pretty much for 8 years, and it was certainly twisted, it was certainly biased, but you at least got the underlying story that Reagan wanted to do XYZ, whatever the proposal was. So you got the underlying news, and then you got, of course, the bias sauce on top. These days, we're in a totally different situation, which is far worse. You either have stories that are completely holistically ignored, or even worse than that, you have stories that are completely invented. They don't hide a story. They just make one up. It's total fabrication. And, you know, there's so many examples of this sort of thing. You know, for example, we found out Just last week, the so-called paper of record confirmed that the laptop belonging to one Hunter Biden, son of the President of the United States, in fact, belongs to him. They said they independently verified the information on it, and this is a real thing, not some right-wing
crazy, Russian disinformation
or something sent over by Putin to wreck the election and so on. They said, nope, it's real. It belongs to Hunter, and all the stuff on it's valid. Okay, that's kind of a big story. This means that the President of the United States, the son of the President of the United States, has a laptop on which he's detailed quite a number of very unusual and questionable and very likely unethical, if not illegal, transactions. Donation of a payment of $3.5 million from the former First Lady of Moscow, the wife of the former mayor of Moscow. Money from Ukraine, money from Chinese businessmen, etc. Guess how much time this got on the major networks, according to Newsbusters, a project of Media Research Center. ABC, 0 seconds. CBS, 0 seconds. NBC, 0 seconds. CNN, 0 seconds. MSNBC, 2 seconds. So 2 seconds on all these five major channels about the fact that the laptop belonging to the President of the United States with a whole bunch of apparent evidence of wrongdoing is legit and valid and real. And this doesn't even merit a passing mention, really? Isn't that astonishing?
Well, that's consistent with what they did when the news first broke out over 2 years ago. I mean, now all of a sudden, you know, we have to wait for confirmation from the New York Times that did everything they could to cover the story, you know, and by cover, I don't mean cover like enlighten people. I mean to make sure that people did not find out about it.
Yes.
And now all of a sudden... Yeah, exactly. Now they're all of a sudden, they're the source, and you wonder, okay, so what's up that they now want to come clean and claim some sort of credibility for some objective reporting when all along they've been keeping us in the dark and feeding us manure?
Yes, I like how you clean that up. The New York Post cover last week said, all the news that's fit to print now that Biden is president. That's the basic idea. They didn't want the story to come out because it might have hurt Biden's chances. In fact, a subsequent public opinion poll showed that I believe 20% of Biden's voters, had they known about Hunter's laptop, would not have voted for him. If 20% of Biden's voters didn't vote for him, he would be in his basement in his bunker in Delaware playing with his grandkids. They would be playing with his leg hair. And Donald J. Trump would be in the Oval Office, and the Russian tanks would be in Russia, and it would be a lovely day in Ukraine right now. Among us,
and we'd still be energy independent. Yes, exactly.
Correct. All those good things, but they did a magnificent job of covering up this story. Twitter actually shut down the Twitter page of the New York Post, which is the oldest newspaper in America, founded by a gentleman by the name of Alexander Hamilton, and they systematically squelched the story. And people who tried to forward it on social media would get messages saying, oh, this story is dangerous, or it's not verified. Some people had their accounts shut down if they tried to forward this story. Absolutely extraordinary, and so they did a very good job of killing the story. And now Biden has been president for a year and 2 months. Oh, okay, now I guess, it turns out to be true.
Right. Well, let's add into the mix. Don't forget those 51 intelligence officers, James Clapper, John Brennan, et al., that even when Donald Trump hesitated to believe their assessment about some Russian issues, the news media jumped all over Donald J. Trump, say, well, how dare you not trust the intelligence community? Well, obviously, Donald Trump witnessed and understood their compromise, and now we're finding out that these were the very voices that stopped the conversation when it came up during the campaign, during the debate. Joe Biden credited these 51 voices in saying that it was Russian disinformation. And then you find out later on, I mean, here's these supposedly smart people, and they tell you the best answer they got is, it felt like Russian disinformation. Are you kidding me?
Absolutely amazing. Yeah, it feels like it's a Russian KGB project, so it must be. You know, how about, here's a Russian proverb that applies in this instance, trust but verify. Okay, maybe it looks Russian. How about you look into it and discover, it's Russian, or, we looked and, nope, there's no evidence it's Russian. You tend to think when the stakes are as high as the the White House, that you would go through that. Maybe you call a couple of your European colleagues in the MI6 or French intelligence or German intelligence, say, hey, have you seen anything like this? Does this sound familiar with you? Do you? Can you call your embassies in Moscow and see if they've heard anything along these lines? And maybe they do, and you say, oh, my God, it is Russian disinformation. Or maybe they don't, and you say, okay, well, you know, we don't have enough to run out and stick our heads out on this story, so let's look for further information or hold back. No, they just ran out the street screaming Russian disinformation is out of the KGB, is out of the Kremlin. Turns out, nope, that wasn't the case, and as a consequence, we've got Joe Biden at the White House and Donald J. Trump at Mar-a-Lago.
And amazing that they had real Russian disinformation that the FBI and CIA was well aware of, and they ignored that, and we had to go through, a $70 million tax bill to the citizens of America to impeach Donald Trump, and after all was said and done, bupkis. The Mueller investigation produced Zippo and told us all along what we knew from day one, and that was Russian disinformation. That was legitimate. Russian disinformation, but these guys are so ideologically fixed, DeRoy, they can't tell the difference. They can't tell the difference from real. Think about that. You know, you get real Russian in, you know, go ahead.
Yeah, well, it was even worse. Yes, it was Russian disinformation, A, and B, it was Russian collusion. This was bought and paid for. The so-called dirty dossier with all this stuff about Trump being involved with the Russians was cooked up by British former spy Christopher Steele. His sources were, in fact, people in Russia were passing disinformation to him, knowing it would get into the U.S. election and confuse us and so on. And this was bought and paid for by none other than Hillary Clinton, the Democrat National Committee, and passed along to a law firm called Perkins Coie, which is a Democrat law firm. And they engaged a company called Fusion GPS to do this dirty trick. And all the Russian collusion they were accusing Trump of doing, in fact, they were doing. This was a classic Olympic-grade case of psychological projection. The only people colluding with the Russians were not Trump and company, but Hillary Clinton and the Democrats.
And nobody goes to jail. And the only one that takes the hit on this is Donald Trump. Donald Trump and the people who supported him, and not to mention now, let's say our allies that are desperately looking for leadership out of America, and the best we have to offer is Joe Biden. Heaven help us. Got to go to break. We've got more from DeRoy after this. Stay with us.
Hi, it's Rick. I'm at the Smith's home. Where's Donnie?
Leaves and autumn bookings pile up for Rick's gutter cleaning service.
He's out? Ah, come on.
He needs help before his bottom line gets clogged.
Okay, well, what about Christiana? We still have 6 houses today.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
With the America, Bill Martinez here. DeRoy Murdoch continues with us as we are, with tongue in cheek, talking about how we miss media bias. oh my gosh! What can you say, DeRoy?
Well, you know, we mentioned earlier how the media will bury a story. You know, as I said in my piece, you know, burying it like the mobsters hiding corpses. But even worse than that is what is make up stories. They invent stories completely as fabricated as Marconi creating the radio. For example, the very, very first day of President Trump's presidency, a journalist from Time magazine was in the Oval Office and did not see the bust of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. So he ran out and had a story about how Donald J. Trump has moved the bust of MLK, the statue that sits in the Oval Office, and that's out of there. And he later had to retract it and apologize because the bust was there, hadn't been touched, and happened to be behind a screen where they were taking some photographs for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. Had the screen there. It wasn't moved out of the Oval Office. He should have checked with the press secretary and said, why did President Trump remove the bust of MLK? And he would have been told that didn't happen. You're mistaken. It's come take a look. There it is. But instead, I guess because he probably thought Trump is a racist, oh my God, look what he's done on his first day in office. He went and stashed the bust of MLK. Totally invented story. No basis of fact, no evidence whatsoever. Then you've got another story, the Kyle Rittenhouse, the man who's involved in that shooting incident in Wisconsin. Oh, he brought a gun across state lines and shot a bunch of people, and he's a white nationalist, white supremacist. Mm-hmm. No, the gun actually was in Wisconsin. It was not brought across state lines. Secondly, he described himself to Tucker Carlson as, quote, a supporter of the BLM movement, unquote. And third, there's zero evidence that he's a white nationalist or white supremacist. They just made this up, screamed at the top of their lungs for better part of a year, even after he was acquitted in his trial. They still called him a white nationalist, a white supremacist. There's no evidence this guy thinks of himself as superior to anyone else because of his white skin. They just invent this. They make this stuff up. They synthesize these things. They fabricate them. And this is so much worse than days of media bias where they would report stories and then, you know, twist them or put some spin on them. We're in a really bad situation where you're getting actual fiction, not in the fiction section of the Barnes & Noble bookstore, but on the front page of America's papers and in our television news broadcast.
Exactly. I don't know if you saw that story with Candace Owens, the back and forth with the New York Times. This is just absolutely precious.
Yeah,
Is that hilarious? I mean, here they accuse her, and she goes, of information that they printed, and she reminds them and sends them the link, and then they go, oh, okay, let's forget about that one. How about this one? And so it was a chess game. With every turn, they were getting checkmated by their own stories.
Absolutely brilliant. They accused her of being a Russian agent because she referred to Ukraine as a deeply corrupt or holistically corrupt country. I forget the exact phrase, but stressing how corrupt Ukraine is, and said, "Oh, that proves you're an agent of Putin, and on the Kremlin payroll, blah blah blah." And she said, "Well, I'm confused. I first read about the Ukrainian corruption in your pages and put the link to one article and another and another and another. I think it was like 10 or 12 articles about Ukrainian corruption out of that very same paper, and then they changed the goalposts and said, "Well, what about this?" She said, "Oh, well, you accused me of this, but you wrote the same thing here, here, and here, and here." I mean, you think these people would be smart enough to spend 3 minutes and just engage in a self-awareness check and say, have we done anything that can be thrown back in our faces in public that would make us look stupid? And they don't go through that very basic exercise or do a 2-minute Google search to see if whatever they're accusing somebody of exists or doesn't. They just run out in the middle of the street, scream these things, and then within 30 seconds look like total idiots because either the thing they're accusing somebody else of doing they themselves have done, or they've said somebody has said something, but they themselves said it. These people just have no sense of self-awareness. It's really quite astonishing.
Well, this is what happens when you're so ideologically fixed. You lose your compass of common sense and reasoning, and it's almost like you just got to let them, continue to fall off the edge and to where they finally get to this point going, hey, we're being stupid here. We better stop this and, put away the shovels, quit digging the holes, because as somebody once said, the age of information that we live in is the age of confusion, DeRoy. They say, much know-how, hardly any know-why. Right?
That's
that was brilliantly stated. I love that.
That was well put. Yeah, no, it's you'd think at some point these folks would be so self-humiliated and so self-embarrassed that they'd say, all right, we really need to engage in at least high school newspaper level practices. Yeah. These people do things that I learned not to do when I was on my high school paper, Palisades High School.
Exactly.
Los Angeles. This is the kind of thing, if you're on the school paper in 10th, 11th grade, okay, well, let me make a phone call or two and check this or look up some documents or something. We didn't have the internet back then, but now you do, which makes it even easier. You don't have to march down to the library. You can do it on your laptop, sitting in your living room or whatever. And they don't go through that exercise. They don't check anything. We have a phrase among us journalists when there's a really good story. We call it, quote, too good to check. It's such a good story, you don't want to find out that it's not true. We laugh and chuckle about it. That's what these people do. Oh, that's a great story. Put it in the paper. Get it on air at once. And then, oops, you find out, oh, that's not true. Oh, we look stupid.
We'll put in a retraction in later, right?
Yeah, on page 35 at the bottom of the fold, next to the want ads. Then you've got this case of Nicholas Sandman, the young man from Covington High School in Kentucky. And, oh, my God, he and his friends wearing MAGA hats are a bunch of racists. They were attacking this poor American Indian guy who was just standing there in front of the Lincoln Memorial. And then somebody happened to catch on videotape the American Indian approaching them as they're waiting to have a bus pick him up and take him back after visiting D.C. And he goes up to Nick Sandman and starts banging this drum in his face. Nick Sandman, to his credit, doesn't lash out at him. He stands there very quietly with a very kind of stoic smile on his face. Did nothing wrong. And the people who attacked him and his other students as a bunch of, MAGA hat-wearing racists were made to look like utter, complete fools because they got this story 180 degrees wrong. Sandman and company did nothing wrong, and this guy came up and confronted them. It wasn't the other way around. Those guys were completely exonerated, and the journalists who came out and said, oh, there's another case of, teenage white supremacy. It wasn't a case of teenage anything. It was a case of teenagers waiting to take a bus home when this guy comes up and starts banging a drum in one of their faces. So, again, that's another case where the media just completely soiled themselves. And they never come out and apologize. They never come out and say, we got that wrong. Oops. And there's no pain.
You don't have to apologize when your company is sued $250,000 or $250 million. I mean, the amount of money that he is chalking up against these attacks from the media, you would think that they would learn their lesson. But to your point, they don't feel the pain directly. Nobody lost their job. I mean, CNN will finally, you know, go under, and they're trying to rebirth themselves and figure out, you know, what they're all about. But nonetheless, you know, it's incredible what they've done, you know, to Nicholas Sandman, to Kyle Rittenhouse, and others. Unbelievable, you know, and the stories continue. I mean, let's talk about January 6th. You know, you remind everybody about the great media coverage on January the 6th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, the whole thing is, oh, you know, Trump whipped up this crowd into a frenzy and said, you know, go forth and attack the Capitol. No, he never said anything like that. He gave a speech where he repeated his complaints about the 2020 election and the various, shall we be polite and call it irregularities that took place. And then he said, go forth peacefully, and quote, peacefully and patriotically, unquote, I believe was the expression, to Capitol Hill. Let your voices be heard. That's called freedom of speech. That's called peaceful protest, both protected by the First Amendment. He didn't tell them to attack the Capitol. He didn't tell them to kick the windows in. He didn't tell them to go run into Nancy Pelosi's office and sit behind her desk. He said no such thing. Now, there were some people who got out of control, and shame on them for having done that. They shouldn't have done this. It was a big mess, and some of these people now are going to jail for this. This is nothing Donald J. Trump arranged or asked for. You can watch that whole speech. He never says anything about attacking the Capitol, but you pick up any paper these days, turn on any television broadcast, and all you hear about is how Trump sicked this crowd onto the Capitol and told them to attack the place. Utter, complete fabrication. Totally made up. Did not happen.
And amazing, DeRoy, had it been a Democrat, I mean, probably Trump said, I wish I was a Democrat. Nancy Pelosi et al. Would have circled the wagons. They'd have protected him. Nothing of this, you know, misinformation would have been put out there en masse. But the Republicans folded like a cheap suit.
Yeah.
And they abandoned their standard bearer. And talk about being confused. They don't know who to follow now.
Yeah, well, among some number of the leadership, they did that. They saw the attack on the Capitol and said, oh, okay, let's dive under our desks, which is really a shame. And what was most unfortunate about that was that they were actually, at the time the Capitol was attacked, they were going through the objections to the Arizona Electoral College votes, and actually were discussing evidence of election irregularities. Andy Biggs is holding up a congressman from Phoenix or from Arizona,
exactly,
holding up a stack of voter registration applications, which were handed in after the deadline. Now, after the deadline means you can't vote, yet these people apparently were registered, and I assume a lot of them voted. So actually we're seeing, he's holding it in his hands, we saw physical evidence of voting irregularities, and then right at that exact time, in came the protesters, the whole thing imploded, and that was pretty much that. Had that not happened, we would have had the whole day with the evidence of fraud and irregularities in Arizona, probably Wisconsin, Michigan, maybe Pennsylvania, maybe Georgia, would have been presented, and who knows what that would have done for the Electoral College vote, but I think people would have had a good day-long tutorial in what went wrong in the election. Instead, the protest shut all that down, and that was the end of that.
Well, and it's too bad. You know, this is what happens when you interrupt due process. And, you know, but the fact of the matter is the people felt there was something wrong. And guess what? That hasn't been answered. Rasmussen, in their most recent poll, now are saying that 60% of America, if we can use the same language as the generals, feel that there's something rather smelly about the 2020 election. 60%, and we're going to ignore that altogether. But again, if it was on the other side, Lord have mercy, would there be hell to be paid? Without a doubt. DeRoy Murdoch has been with us. DeRoy, of course, is a Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. Thank you, DeRoy. Take care. Godspeed, my friend.
Hey, Bill. Great to talk to you again. Be well.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long
neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamil.